The recent request for help from the Federal Aviation Administration has some hobby drone operators a bit worried that they'll soon be going toe-to-toe with local police.
Yeah, the FAA gave pointers on how police could investigate and report misuse of unmanned aerial vehicles. But civil rights attorney Stephen Golan says that there are other issues at play if the purpose of the flight involves free speech.
If these drones are then going to be filming, which is drone plus camera, then there are additional concerns raised that law enforcement may have, but until law enforcement actually has a legal basis to say this is something you shouldn't be doing, they essentially need to stay away.
The FAA is still coming up with permanent rules for drone use. State Representative Lee Perry, who also works as a lieutenant in the Utah Highway Patrol, doesn't think officers will jump the gun.
When I pull up to somebody on the freeway taking pictures of massive power lines and I say to them, what's going on here? Why are you doing it? I'm not trying to be oppressive. I'm just trying to find out some information because we know from history that's how the terrorists work, as they try to pose as tourists and different things like that. If they have a legitimate story, they've got nothing to be concerned about. And they go down the road and nothing else transpires at that point.
Golan concedes there is a legitimate public safety interest in making sure drones are not abused, but he says officers should not try to enforce laws that don't yet exist.
The law hasn't addressed it. There is no case law because it's a new thing. And the legal system hasn't figured out quite where it fits in the scheme of privacy protection, free speech protection, the right to film in public places. So we're sort of still figuring that out, I think.
Well, Perry doesn't expect to see officers cracking down on drone operators, especially since police agencies are also interested in using that technology.
I'd be the last person who would say, yeah, I want to confiscate this gear, because I've flown some of these, and like I said, I actually bought some small drones for my kids. They don't fly very high. They fly probably more annoying flying around the house and have to make sure that they don't get in anybody's hair. But I think that's kind of a fun little toy, and obviously there's some fancier ones for taking photographs, and we've used them in the Highway Patrol for accident investigation purposes.
Last year, the Utah legislature passed a law requiring police to report each time they used unmanned aerial vehicles. Perry wants to revisit that law in the upcoming legislative session to remove red tape that can discourage drone use in search and rescues.
That's going to be one of the big issues of the coming years ahead, because there are going to be a lot more of those drones out there, that's for sure.